Module 5, Turtle Anatomy and Physiology. The goals for Module 5 are to describe unique aspects of turtle anatomy and to know how turtle anatomy and physiology inform medicine in these species. Please refer to the website to review the accompanying images, which are necessary to truly understand anatomy. Introduction. A more comprehensive discussion of Chelonian anatomy and physiology can be found in the book chapter cited in the additional resources at the end of this module. The focus of the information below is to present you with the key concepts of turtle anatomy and physiology that are essential for the treatment of wild turtles in your practice. Integumentary system. The bony shell is covered with keratinous structures called scutes. Turtles continuously grow new scutes underneath their previous ones. Aquatic turtles can and do shed old scutes. Scutes and the underlying bone are able to regenerate following debridement. Scutes are named according to their position on the body. The skin in most turtles seen in North Carolina is scaled. Injections must be given between scales. Turtles also periodically shed their skin, though not as complete as in snakes. Musculoskeletal system. The shell is made up of the carapace, the dorsal portion of the shell, the plastron, or ventral portion of the shell, and the bridge, which connects the plastron and carapace. The ribs, vertebrae, and clavicles are fused with the bony shell. Box turtles contain a connective tissue hinge on their plastron that allows them to withdraw completely into their shell. The pectoral and pelvic girdles are within the rib cage rather than outside of it as in other animals. Turtles have more musculature along the limbs than on the trunk. The bones of the limbs are similar to those in other animals. Cardiovascular system. The heart consists of one sinus venosus, two atria, and one ventricle with three subchambers. The major vessels of the turtle cardiovascular system are the right and left cranial vena cavas, the caudal vena cava, hepatic vein, right and left aortas, pulmonary artery, and brachiocephalic trunk. During diving in aquatic turtles, a right to left shunt occurs that allows turtles to tolerate apnea, decreasing blood flow by 50 to 80%. Due to the presence of a renal portal system, drugs are given in the front half of a turtle whenever possible. Respiratory system. Turtles are obligate nasal breathers, taking in air through the external nares and into the internal nares to the trachea. Open mouth breathing is always considered abnormal. The glottis is located at the base of the tongue and leads to the trachea. The trachea is short and bifurcates cranially. The lungs are thin and adhere to the dorsal carapace. Turtles lack a diaphragm and so do not have a thorax that can be expanded and contracted. They move their limbs and necks in order to breathe. Turtles' lungs have a large volume but low surface area relative to mammals. Positive pressure and anesthesia should not exceed 10 centimeters of water. Aquatic turtle species use gular respiration, while terrestrial turtle species use gular breathing mostly for olfaction. Some aquatic turtles can also respire through their cloaca while submerged. Turtles are able to tolerate apnea for long periods of time, especially aquatic turtles. This can make the use of inhalant anesthetics difficult. Pneumonia is difficult to manage in turtles and can be life-threatening. The nervous system. The brain consists of the olfactory bulb, cerebral cortex, thalamus, hypothalamus, pituitary, optic lobes, cerebellum, and medulla. Turtles have two meningeal layers, the inner leptomeninx and the outer dura mater. The space between these is used for intrathecal injections and CSF collection. There is no subarachnoid space, and the epidural space does not contain CSF. Turtles have the same 12 cranial nerves as in other animals. Gastrointestinal system. Turtles lack teeth and instead use their beak to break up food. Aquatic turtles require water to eat due to adaptations of the salivary glands. much of the rest of the digestive tract functions similarly to that of other animals, though transit time can be longer. Transit time is impacted by temperature, fiber, and water content, and food frequency. Feces are passed through the cloaca. Urogenital system. The kidneys are located retrosolomically. Reptiles lack a loop of Henle and so cannot concentrate urine more than plasma. Aquatic turtles tend to excrete more ammonia and urea, while terrestrial turtles excrete more uric acid and urates. This is due to the amount of water needed to excrete the different compounds. Measurement of BUN is not specific to renal disease in turtles. Urine is excreted through the cloaca. Gravid ovaries in female turtles can be easily palpated in the inguinal region. Engorged phalluses extending from the cloaca can be mistaken for prolapsed organs. Please see the website for the relevant videos and additional resources associated with this module. The key concepts for Module 5 are: the scutes of a turtle's shell can regenerate. Turtles lack a diaphragm and thus have a coelom rather than separate thoracic and abdominal cavities. The turtle heart is capable of generating a significant right-to-left shunt to adapt to diving and prolonged apnea. Lungs are dorsally located in turtles and are difficult to clear of debris and pneumonia. Turtles possess all 12 cranial nerves. And turtles lack a loop of Henle and so cannot concentrate urine beyond plasma. This is the end of Module 5.